An Elegy. Excerpts read by Aysel Kemal Başçı. Acknowledging the fear of losing someone close to us is a trial of sorrow and surrender, where eloquent words rise gracefully from the heart but soon stall, turning to dust in the mouth. But back then, I had not yet acknowledged that fear. I was still whole, living an easy and uncomplicated life in a single world with most of my loved ones. In 2019, my brother Ismail was diagnosed with stage 4 melanoma, shocking and devastating me and my entire family. After learning of this horrible news, I could not function for many months. I had a lot of difficulty believing, let alone accepting, this cruel reality. I kept hoping it was a dream, a nightmare really, and that when I woke up, it would go away. But it wasn't a dream, and it didn't go away. In early 2020, while he was receiving immunotherapy, I had a sad telephone conversation with Ismail. I had called to ask how his treatment was going. He was still in the hospital's waiting room, which he described in detail. I have to wait in this room for many hours so the medication used before and after the treatment can take full effect. Each time I spend at least 4 hours waiting, sometimes longer. There are only old and sick people here. I look around and feel strange among them. Luckily, I have my iPad with me and I'm working on my Spanish lessons. At this rate, I will make good progress in Spanish. Thank goodness he could not see the tears rolling down my cheeks. Ismail was a lifelong student. Although already fluent in 5 languages, he was determined to learn a 6th one, practicing diligently as he waited to receive his therapy. Ismail didn't die on June 1. He had been dying a little every day for months. June 1 was only the last day of his death. On that day, the process that had begun months earlier was complete. When he died, he took a significant part of me with him. I am no longer whole. I never will be. In the 2 years since his passing, I have been living in 2 worlds. My old world, which Ismail and I shared, and a new one without Ismail. I often travel from one to the other.